Before we get away here, we have a speaker.
You got his name, Aaron? He's sitting there in the watching TV. He's going to go get him.
Hey, by the way, is David playing?
I took a tour of the Texas State Cemetery. He had children of color. How long ago I was born?
Since 2001.
Twelve or 16 years.
The mayor came up and talked.
The state captain.
In Austin?
Howdy, sorry to make you guys wait. I've got the world's smallest teleprompter here, but I'll be brief as I can. My name's David Payne. I represent the, I'm on board at the YMCA Camp Grady Spruce. Specifically, Mary Helen Franco was in earlier to talk about part of this. I'm piggybacking onto her comments. Back in 1981, the Brazos River Authority submitted an amendment to the original FERC license, which included maps that designated a substantial portion of the YMCA Frontier Camp lease as FERC recreational project land. Evidently, the BRA sought to preserve this land as something that would remain generally open to the public for public enjoyment. However, this designation may very likely doom the continued use of this property by the YMCA under the current proposed divestiture. It's ironic that the BRA's designation of this land as FERC recreation land may very well result in the closing of Frontier Camp and the selling of this property to the highest commercial bidder to be used for some unknown commercial use. Had this designation not existed, then the Frontier Camp property would have been included in the 2008 divestiture and would have been donated to the YMCA by Mike Patterson's partnership, which donated all the other YMCA property acquired in the 2008 divestiture. However, as the YMCA has tried to make clear, the YMCA has indicated that it is not in a financial position to raise the $2.5 million in funds over the next few years to purchase this property under the 2012 divestiture process that's now underway. The timing of this divestiture is just terrible. Since the economic collapse of 2008, nonprofits such as the YMCA have struggled to maintain operations in the face of diminishing contributions. And the YMCA's current obligations for the next few years, it does not allow it to raise funds to purchase the Frontier Camp property during the time frame contemplated by the 2012 divestiture legislation. As a result, we're requesting that the BRA exclude the Frontier Camp property from the 2012 divestiture package, which would allow the YMCA additional time to make the necessary arrangements to acquire the Frontier Camp property and allow it to remain open for the long term. Everybody wants to leave? Questions? Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
This time I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay. Second.